There's always a production of Shakespeare happening somewhere in the world, especially around New York. Theater critic Michael Bourne reviews the newest production at Public Theater.
I often have observed that stagecraft sometimes is what's best about a show, but the stagecraft of Measure for Measure at the Public Theater actually in some ways eclipses the play for me. Measure for Measure is usually called a problem play of Shakespeare, the problem being that it seems to be comic, but it's also almost tragic. There's a happy ending, or is it? Elevator Repair Service is an ensemble known for experimental theater, including in recent seasons performing great novels of Fitzgerald and Faulkner and Hemingway off the page on the stage. ERS founder John Collins directed Measure for Measure. They've located Shakespeare's Vienna in a modern-ish boardroom with 30s-ish phones and costumes, although some costumes look vaguely surreal. Some actors play a variety of characters, and I was not always certain who's who. Also, some of the women play some of the men, which maybe says something about gender or sexual harassment. Women are abused aplenty in Measure for Measure. What happens is a duke goes away for a while, but leaves in charge a self-righteous minion named Angelo, played by Pete Simpson, as if all of his nerves are exposed and sparking. Angelo enacts laws against sexual misconduct, though he's himself a horn dog for a novice named Isabella. Angelo condemns her brother for fornication and says that he'll pardon her brother only if she gives him her virginity. Thereafter ensues a scene that's always disturbing, more or less depending on your religion or other moral compass. Isabella opts to stay virginal, and her brother is astonished that she considers her presumed purity worth more than his life. What I've always felt is ultimately creepier is that when the Duke comes back and resolves all the plots, he lets Isabella think that her brother is dead. He lets Isabella suffer. And then, matter of fact, announces that Isabella will marry him. Is the Duke, in the end, just as much a powerful and predatory man? I don't actually appreciate Measure for Measure as a play. And the Elevator Repair Service variation does not enliven the play for me. So much of what's happening on stage is confusing, and having Shakespeare's text frequently scrolling on the blank walls is distracting. That said, with sexual harassment news erupting so much lately, as always, Shakespeare is timely and timeless. Measure for Measure plays now at the Public Theater. I'm Michael Bourne.
Thanks for listening to the WBGO Journal. I'm Hank Santos. Join us next Saturday morning at 6:30 for another edition of the WBGO Journal. In the meantime, stay tuned to WBGO 88.3 FM.